We're in Yerideh Simin Shin Hey, Pidyon Bechor. So we ended up last week with Siv Zayin. Let's take a look at Siv Zayin, because we didn't see the Pisrei Tshuva. So Siv Zayin is a Braisa in Bechoros Adaf Nun Aleph. Siv Zayin says as follows: Nosan Chamisha Sloim. He gave the five Sloim that he must give for Pidyon Aben. Afilu la'asara kohanim, even if he split it up amongst 10 kohanim, gave each one half a sela, bein b'vazachas, whether he did that simultaneously, which was, I don't know what that means exactly, mamish simultaneously, one acquired it for the 10, or just one after the other, I don't know, bein b'zachazah, or one after the other, b'no padui, so that's good enough. You don't need to give it to one kohen. So we said that in the case that the story that I had, where you're insulting your uncle, so maybe you could have a few kohanim. Okay, so take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva Ois Yud. B'no Padui. I'm a Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is a Chai Adam on Yerideh. Shekasa Dafti Mi Lashon HaGemara. Even though the Lashon HaGemara B'choros Nun Aleph Om Beis V'Haposkim Shekasu Yatzu Mashem Didech Hatchila Lo Yasekein from the Shulchan Aruch B'no Padui Nasan, it's in Lashon Avar. They're speaking, if he did it, it's Yotze. Sounds like it's not a L'Chatchila approach. However, says the Pisrei Tshuva Nira D'Lav Davkehu. He thinks that it is a lechatchila dik approach, not just b'di'evit. If you did it, iyotze. Sounds like you could do it even lechatchila. D'lo ye ela shar matnos kahuna. It should be like other matnos kahuna. Le'el siman samach aleph siftet. Now, this sim has been alluded to already a few times. In Yerideh Chelek Aleph, there is a siman. The title is Hilchos Matnos Kahuna. Now, Pidyon Aben is something you give to the kohen. It's part of Matnos Kahuna, but it got its own simin at the end of Yerideh, not the end, whatever, Simin Shin Hey. Certainly towards the end compared to Samach Aleph, and then Simin Samach Aleph itself is Dine Matnos Roa Lechayayim V'Keva Lekoin, that from your shor or seh, your cow or your sheep, when you slaughter it, you have to give gifts to the kohen. The zroa, the lechayayim, the keva, the stomach, the jaw, and the arm. Okay, it's interesting. So, it has like its own heading, as if there's going to be a lot of simanim under this heading, but there are no other simanim. It's just samachal. Okay, so on the one hand, it's hilchos matnas kohuna, but really, more specifically, dine matnas roa lechayayim v'keva. But there's a lot of comparisons between the gifts that you have to give to the Kohen when you slaughter the animal, giving him the pieces of the animal, and our pidyon aben. So now we're discussing the Pisrei Tshuva is pointing out the halacha over here in Siftes. So in Simin Samach Aleph Siftes says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm reading from Simin Samach Aleph, you don't have that. This is in Chelek Aleph. Lo yechalke mahar be kohanim. You should not split up the gifts that you must give the kohen from the animal to many kohanim. You have to give each one something chashuv. It's not appropriate to give a kohen a little teensy piece of meat and give 100 kohanim a little piece of meat that's basically worthless. Each one should get a davar chashuv kidei nesina, something that's considered as a chashuv. So it's three gifts. Zroa lechayayim v'keva. Zroa, he says, you give to one coin. Keva le'echad. Give the keva, the stomach, to one coin. Ulechayayim, the jaws, that you can split up to two people. With a short agadol, if you're dealing with a big ox, yachol lechalek hazroa l'shnayim, lekolecha perek echad. So then you can also split up the zroa, the arm, the leg. Also, you could split up amongst two kohanim. So here we see that it can be split up. It doesn't need to all go to one kohen. So that's what the Pisrei Tshuva is pointing at right now. From the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and even from the Gemara, it sounds like it's b'di'evet. You shouldn't do it that way. The Pisrei Tshuva says it's lav davka. He thinks it's even the chatchila. And it's similar to Matnas Kahuna, where it says the Chachila, you could split it up amongst the Kohanim. Chachmas Adam is the Chai Adam. He wrote the Chai Adam. He was a contemporary of Vilna Gaon. I think he was a Mechutim of Vilna Gaon. He was the Sefer. Until the Mishabura came along, the Chai Adam was the Sefer of Halacha. Until the Mishabura. And Chai Adam he wrote on Ora Chaim, and Chochmas Adam he wrote on Yoredeh. Okay, so he says it should be like the other Matnas Kahuna that you can split them up. Because of Ochadasa Prisha, B'Shem Rashal, Dilakoin Echotzarch Lite Mavasachas. That really, he says, no, he brings down from the Prisha, quoting the Marashal, you have to give the five Sla'im for Pinyan Amen to one Kohen at one time. Okay, in the footnotes of the fancy Freed Mishulchan Aruch, he says it's not, you don't find exactly that in our Prisha. Okay, right. Ayin Shuk. Okay, now, continues the Pitzel Yeshuva in the brackets. V'ayin B'Shuva's Chasim Sofer, Sof Simon Reish, Tzai Zan, Shekhasim Zal Shona. But nearly, De'ein Yochel Lechatil Lechalek Chamisha Sla'im L'Shnei Kwanim. Lechatil, he says, no, the Lashon that sounds B'di'evet is accurate, says the Chasim Sofer. You can't, Lechatilah, you should not split it up amongst two Kohanim. The Kol Shinitna Bo Torah Shir, because when the Torah gives you a Shir, in Mechalko, if you split it up, have the Chatzis Shir. It's a Chatzis Shir. So does that mean that you're not Yotze at all? So he continues, Alpha Gab the Bidi Eved Yotze. No, Bidi Eved Yotze. Everyone has to say Yotze Bidi Eved. That's a Braisa. That's an Afurisha Gemara. No one disagrees that. Abba Gab the Bidi Eved Yotze. Are you date Tziro if you can be Yotze Bidi Eved? Because we view it, it's like a Tziro. If we view the two Kohanim as one, and together they got five Slayim, we call Mako Mitzam in a Mufchar. However, it's proper. Le'achol ha'shir v'as achas, olitein shir nesinasa v'as achas. If it's talking about eating something, you should eat it one time. And if you're talking about a shir nesina, like over here, if you give the five slime, you should give it at one time. Ab kan l'shomer. That is the chasim sofer. However, now the Pesachei Tshuva, again, he comes back, because he doesn't agree with this. V'lo yedati ma ya'ne'a b'ho desim etzamach aleph hanam. I don't know how the chasim sofer would answer my kasha, from Simon Samach Aleph, where it says that you can split up the gifts that you give to the Kohen from the Zroah, the Chayayim, the Keva. The Mavuar, over there, it's explicit, it's explained, the Ain't Peda, Rak Mikdei Nesina, Velo Bahashir. There it says, not that you have to give the whole Zroah or the whole Chayayim to one Kohen. It just, you have to give something Chasha, so you can't split up amongst 100 Kohanim. But as long as they're getting a Chasha Bashir, you can split it up. So let's say one Salah, let's say, is considered Chasha. So you should be able to split it up with five Kohanim. That shouldn't be 100 Kohanim. Right, can't split it up 100 Kohanim. Each one's getting almost nothing. But to split it up with two Kohanim or three Kohanim, he thinks that should be okay. Okay, obviously that's not... That's not the way we do things. Okay. Now we're up to Seif Ches. Seif Ches is heavy duty. Okay. The Gemara in Kiddushin. And Daf Vav Amud Beis discusses the concept of matana al menas lahachzir. If I give you a matana, a gift, on condition that you return it to me, does that count as a matana? Is it yours until you give it back? Now, if you don't give it back, for sure not yours, because the whole I only gave it to a condition. You didn't fulfill the condition. The condition is you have to return it. If you don't return it, then for sure it was never yours. The gift is, the matana is bottle. It's not a matana at all. I give you a matana on condition you didn't return it. So I give it to you, you return it. Was it really yours when I gave it to you? So the Gemara in Kiddushin has a back and forth. First, it talks about different mitzvos. Some, they say it works. Some, they say it doesn't work. The Gemara says, wait a second, this doesn't make any sense. Either it works or it doesn't. Can't work sometimes and not work other times. So the Gemara concludes. Matana amnas lahasish shma matana. It does work. El marashi bakulu kani. The barmi isha. Matana lahasish always works except by marrying a woman. There it looks like chalipe, whatever. There it looks funny. So there, in that case, it's not going to work. But every other case is going to work, and we are familiar with this halacha lemaisa. Because on the first day of Sukkot, you have to shake your own arba minim, and not everyone has their own, and we give it to the neighbor to shake as a matana. I'm an aslaser. I give it to you on condition that you give it back. I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look this up recently, that was the case in the boat with the tanoim in the boat, where Rabbi Gamliel had arba minim, the others didn't, and they kept passing it around. As long as Rabbi Gamliel got it back in the end, it's called a matana maaslaser shma matana. I think. They don't quote that over here, but I think. All right, anyway, we passing a matana maaslaser shma matana. It is a good matana. That's what we do on Sukkot, and it's considered lochem. The person owns it, provided that he returns it. And he returns it in the same condition that he got it. And that we discussed at length in Hilchos Lulav. Okay, so that is the conclusion of the Goren Kedushin on Daf Vav. Now we have a Gemara in Bechoros, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Bechoros tells us, okay, now the Mishnah told us, okay, the Mishnah says something, then the Gemara says what it says, and the Mishnah is supported by the Braisa. Tanina l'hadu Tana Rabbanan. So this is a Braisa in Bechoros, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Nasu, okay, this is actually goes back to what we said before. Nasu la sara kohanim b'vasachas. If you give the five slain to 10 kohanim at one time, yotza, you fulfill your obligation. B'zachas eh, yotza. If you give it one after the other, not at one time, you also fulfill your obligation. Natlo v'chziru la, yotza. If the kohen takes it and then he gives it back to you, you're also yotza. Continues the Gemara v'kach chaya min hagosh Rabbi Tarfo. Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, and that's what he would do. Shehaya Nota, he would take the five slayim for Pidyon HaBen, Umatzer, and then he would return it after the Pidyon HaBen, after the ceremony. He would give it back. U'kishashomu Chachamim B'davar, when the Chacham heard that Rabbi Tarfon returns the Pidyon HaBen money, Amru, they say, Kiyem Ze Halacha Zu. He fulfilled this Halacha. Fulfilled this Halacha sounds like he didn't fulfill any other Halachas. So the Gemara says, Halacha zu v'su lo, only this halacha is the great Rabbi Tarfon. No, that's not what it means. Elikim ze'af halacha zu. He fulfilled even this halacha. Fine. Then he would return the pidyon HaBen money. Then the Gemara tells another story. Rabbi Chanina v'ragil v'shakil u'mahadim. Rabbi Chanina would take the, here's the coin, he would take the five slime, and he would give it back also after the pidyon HaBen was over. Chazu gavra davaka azav v'asi kameh. So, he did a Pidyon HaBen for somebody, and he sees the father is following him around. And it's very clear, well, he wants his money back. So, Chazya Lahu Gabri, he sees the man, he's like walking back in front of the brother of him, coughing. Hello. Amarle, lo gamart v'yehivas. You did not give this Pidyon HaBen money with a complete heart. Obviously, you're giving it, now you want it back. Midam, Midam bish avadit. You did a bad thing. Because you didn't properly do the mitzvah. And the Gemara concludes, Helkach ein bino padui. His son, ein bincha padui. Your son is not redeemed. You're not yotze. So Rashi has two ways of understanding this Gemara. Rashi says, Hilkoch ein bincha padui im achzirem. If I return the money to you, you never gave it to the full heart, and I give it back to you, then your son is not redeemed. That's the first version of Rashi. Lashon acher, the second version of Rashi, afilu lo achzirem. Even if I keep the money and don't give it back, ein bincha padui. Your son is still not redeemed. Because even if I keep the money, you didn't give it with a full heart. You gave it with the understanding that I'm going to give it back to you. So Tosis asks the Kasha, Tema, it's a wonderment. My Shnami Matanamas Nazir. Why is this worse than what we learned in Kiddushin of the above? If you would have given it Matanam and Asa Hafzir, it's good. Why is this worse? You see, it's worse. Over there, as we saw the Gemara in Kiddushin and Dava, we learn Matana Masaf is a good Matana. So here he gave it and he wants it back. So that's like a Matana Masaf, so it should be good. Why is he saying that it's not good? Whether he keeps it or not, the two versions of Rashi, but he's saying it's no good. Why is it no good? V'yesh lomar, Moses answers, Haka Rabbi Chanina lo haya rotu lezakos, elam v'tan gemura. Rabbi Chanina didn't want to give it back. He wanted to take it wholeheartedly. He wanted the homa, he wants to keep it. Elam v'tan, he wants it to be given by v'tan gemura. The asrinan hosov lasos, the shenir comes to say that's gross. If you give the money back, there's a problem. There's an issue with giving the money back. Even though the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah says, Barisa says, you can give it back. If you give it back, what happens? The Kohanim used to make a parnasa off of their matnos kuhuna. If everybody knows that I give back the money, then I'm going to corner the market on pigging a ben. Everyone's going to come to me because I always give it back. And then all my Kohanic family members are going to be losing out. And therefore, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do something that's going to make everybody else lose out. They bring a pasuk from Malachi, Shichatem Bris HaLevi, that you've destroyed the Bris HaLevi. Oh, so what about Matana Amanas Lachs? The Matana Amanas Lachs is explicitly a Matana Amanas Lachs there. But here he didn't say that, so it's not a matana matzakta. But he didn't give it like with he didn't really want to give it, so it's not considered having given it, or it wasn't given with the right intention, so that's not good enough. Then he says, "Well, how could Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Chanina always give it back? We just said that that's a problem, they're making everyone else lose out." So he says, "No. They didn't always give it back. Maybe they gave it out to the poor people. They didn't always give it out. They gave it back to the poor people. They didn't give it back to the middle class, upper middle class, wealthy people. They didn't give it back to them." Then he says, you know, they don't have to give it back, so maybe that's also okay. Fine. Okay, let's see that inside. We don't have so much time. Okay, so we are in Shinhei, Sivchas. And Ratzah HaKohen Lahatze Lo HaPidyon Rashad. The Kohen is allowed to return the Pidyon Ben money. Aval Lo Yitein Hu LeKohen Manas Yachzir Lo. But he shouldn't give it to the Kohen, like, in order to get it back. Vim Asa Kein V'Yachzir Lo. And if he gave it like that to the Kohen, V'Yachzir Lo, and the Kohen returned it, now the Ramah adds in, V'Das HaKohen Hatzim V'Tzidah Shalol L'Kad Lo Manas Lachzir. Right? That's Tosus was dealing with that. Why is it worse than Matana Maslachzer? So if it's a Matana Maslachzer, it's really going to be okay. But here he gave it, he wanted it back, but he didn't make it into a Matana Maslachzer. So the Kohen's accepting it for keeps. But now the guy's expecting it back. And that's going to be a problem. Ey, b'no, padu, ashe, yigmor, b'libo, litin, la Matana Gemura. The guy has to have in mind that he's giving a full-fledged Matana. And if the Kohen afterwards wants to return it, the Kohen's allowed to return it. But you have to give it with a whole heart. But the Kohen shouldn't give it back to everybody. Because otherwise he's going to make the other Kohanim lose out. He's going to corner the market. People are only going to give to him. He's allowed to give it back to poor people. But he shouldn't give it back to everybody. Therefore, to do it as a matana al manas lahachzer is not the best approach, because it means by definition the guy's getting it back. Now, it's okay halachically, it's just making other people lose out. To give it, not al manas lahachzer, and expect it back, that's very problematic. But on that, but if you verbalize that as a matana al manas lahachzer, so then me'ikra did. That is okay. We come up on. But again, it's not the preferred way of doing it, because then he's going to corner the market with this approach and everyone else is going to lose out. We come up on. Over the keyblade, but if he did take the money, upir shenoslam manasla out there, and the guy verbalized and specified, this money is a matana manasla out there. So if he says it like that, haben padui, then the son is redeemed. the matana amanas lahatsa shma matana. Because we pass him that's based on kiddushin above. Matana amanas lahatsa matana. The second half of the Shulchan Aruch is the gemara kiddushin above. Matana amanas lahatsa shma matana. The first half is like the funny case with Rabbi Chanina, where Tosfos trying to figure out exactly what's the difference between this case where the guy gives it, he's expecting it back, but he didn't say when he gave it that it's an almanas lahatzer. Why is that worse? Right? There is a Tosfos, there's a Rush. Why is it worse? That case is worse. The guy did not give it with a whole heart, and he did not specify it's a matana lahatzer. Matana lahatzer is a full fledged mipaskin. Matana lahatzer is a full fledged matana. You just have to return it. But when you give it and then you're following the Kohen expecting it back, it means you didn't give it properly in the first place. And that's going to be a problem. Now, the way the Ramah says it, only if the Kohen originally didn't accept it that way. If the guy didn't verbalize it, but he kind of gave it with the intention of getting it back, and the Kohen is happy to give it back, so then it could be that would be okay. That's what the Ramah said. The Dasa Kohen was not to take an Amanas Lahatsa in order to explain the difference between the Gemara in Bechoros and the Gemara in Kiddushin. So if he gives it explicit as a Matana Masahatsa, it's good. That's a Mefurish Gemara. Matana Masahatsa, Shema Matana, counts as a Matana. It's not the recommended approach because you're going to make the other Kohanim lose out, but it's still good. And if you're just giving it and then you're following the guy around and the Kohen doesn't really want to give it back to you, whatever. Even if he doesn't want to give back to you, that might be a difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah, so then already it's problematic, and the son is not going to be redeemed. Now, if he gives the money back, doesn't get the money back, that's the two opinions over there in Rashi. Then the Ramah says, Hagav Adafka She'am Amanas Lahatzer. Only if he uses that phrase, Matana Amanas Lahatzer. Aval I Amar Hey Lach Chamisha Slam Mitachzirim Li, he says, take this five slum and give it back to me, Lo Havi Matana. That doesn't count. And his son will not be redeemed. That terminology is not good. You have to use the term matana manas lahatzer. Okay, so that is Simon Shin Hei, a touch up. We did a Siv Zayin again, and we did Siv Ches.